When you talk about different entities, does that mean effectively there are different kinds of taxpayer?
That's exactly right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Different types of taxpayers. Because, you know, we talked about different types of income. Now we've talked about different types of taxes. Now we're talking about different types of income taxpayers. Because, see, different entities are taxed completely different. Now, you've got some entities that are what's called pass-through entities, meaning that entity in and of itself doesn't pay taxes. All of the income and the resulting tax liability is passed through to the particular owners. Now, those are things such as a limited partnership, a limited liability company in most instances, S corporation, those are all pass-through tax entities. Now, a C corporation, on the other hand, it pays its own taxes in its own tax bracket. Now, there are definitely some obstacles, some pitfalls that you've got to kind of navigate through, a minefield you've got to navigate when you're setting up, say, a C corporation, because you want to make sure you're able to overcome some of the obstacles of double taxation and accumulated earnings tax, different things along those lines. But the key is you've got to take that overall approach and give you a quick instance right here. You know, I was teaching a seminar in Los Angeles, California, and this was, I believe it was in 1996. I was teaching a seminar, and a lot of times I openly invite people to bring their team members with them because I want to make sure that my primary objective is to make sure that the students learn the information to implement it to have that positive impact in their life. So I say, if you're working with another advisor, bring that advisor with you. Well, they brought that advisor, and I was teaching a strategy, and their accountant raised their hand and said, well, excuse me. And I said, sure, you have a question? And they said, well, yeah, the strategy you just taught, I just ran some quick numbers, and that's going to cost my client an extra $1,000 this year if they implement all these entities over what it's going to save them in taxes. I said, okay, well, let me see your numbers. Let's kind of run through those calculations. And truth be told, they did. It was $1,000 extra for that year. And I said, okay, but here's what I want to point out. That $1,000 extra, did they get some asset protection there? And the accountant said, well, yeah, they got a lot of asset protection. I said, okay, but now here's a follow-up question. What about next year? You see, because a lot of the expenses are during that initial year. I said, what about next year? I said, oh, well, they'll have positive cash over and above because their savings, not only will this pay for all of that extra $1,000, but then they'll have extra cash impact. And I said, okay, now what about the next year? They said, well, yeah, it'll be. And I said, okay, what about the next year? And you can see where I'm going here. And the next year, and the next year, and the next year, they kept saving more and more and more money. So all of a sudden, that accountant, who was initially in the camp of kind of being what I'd call a naysayer and saying, well, no, that won't work. Once I was able to show them from that holistic approach from factoring in the asset protection that you just mentioned and making sure to show them some of these things and to realize it's more of a long-term plan that we're working rather than just being short-sighted, we wanted to make sure that we understood what it is we want to accomplish for the long haul. And then all of a sudden that accountant said, you know what? That makes sense to me. And the accountant said, I'm going to start using that in my practice. I understand that. And you know, here's the thing. A lot of attorneys may have been a little upset that an accountant would say, I'm going to start using that with my clients. It didn't bother me at all because I looked at it and I said, you know what? If you start using it with your clients there in the Los Angeles area on an ongoing basis and you help them to pay less in taxes and protect their assets, my work here is done. Because even if it's not my client, my goal is to make sure people's assets are taken care of, make sure that they're paying less in taxes. That's part of why I'm talking about this right now on this audio.
So in this respect, we're talking almost with a mindset of investment. It's like you make an investment in structuring your business, your life, to reduce your taxes. You might be paying a little bit into that investment initially, but it has a sort of recurring rate of return.
That's exactly right. I mean, and that's a great way to characterize it because it is an investment, and it's an investment that has guaranteed returns. And that's something that's pretty rare out there. When you talk about that guaranteed return, you know, one of the things that I do at my seminars is that I'll tell people that, you know what, here's the deal. If I don't show you how to pay for what all this costs within the first 2 years, I'll give you your money back. Because see, the thing is, I know the return's going to be there. I know the return's going to come in because it is an investment. It's one of those things that you can bank on because you look at it and you say, okay, first of all, we talked about retirement planning. Most people don't have any sort of retirement plan. If you're able to show people how to set up a retirement plan, and see, here's a very interesting point.